Hi, it's DJ P's Rock Vinyl here. Yes, it's me again on Proctopus Radio, your favourite radio channel. The channel that reaches parts other radio stations cannot reach. And here we are on day 16 of lockdown 3. And yes, I'm doing a different show today. Number one, this is a live broadcast. Unless, of course, you're listening to the replays. But yeah, I'm broadcasting it all live from Proctopus Radio into your home. That's scary, isn't it? So, it's going to be a longer session today. I'm aiming to do about an hour. And I'm going to play all sorts of stuff that I've just discovered in my singles collection. So you could end up with anything. So, we're going to go on to the first proper track of today. And that track is from the wonderful, talented Phil Collins, and it's going to be a track called If Leaving Me Is Easy, which was from his very first solo album called Face Value. So that album was released in 1981, and it was the third single from the album. It reached number 17 in the UK. Now, Collins sings in a high falsetto in its chorus, and the song was later covered by the Isley Brothers. This was the first of two Phil Collins singles that featured Eric Clapton. So, without further ado, and just so you know, every track I play today is going to be from vinyl. Yes, my own personal vinyl collection. So here we have the really cool and sort of jazz-like If Leaving Me Is Easy from Phil Collins. I hope leaving me isn't easy, and you stay listening to Proctopus Radio.
My feelings so no one knows. about you. No, you would not let me go. Seems I was wrong.
Believing me is easy. Then you know, coming back is harder.
It's hard. It's really hard. Phil Collins with If Leaving Me Is Easy. I hope you forgive me for my efforts there at some form of singing. But you have to have a go now and then, don't you? So this is DJ P's Rock Vinyl on day 16 of Lockdown 3. And I'm playing you extracts from my vinyl collection. And within that vinyl collection, I actually have these floppy pieces that you used to get in magazines at the time, or the music papers. And it was a way of bands promoting their material. So basically, it's like a vinyl record, except it's super thin, like a floppy disk. And this one was free with Kerrang! Apparently, the one I'm going to play for you now, and it's by a band called 38 Special, and they are a southern rock band. This track came out in 1982 as part of the album Special Forces. Now, three of the four charted singles from the album were co-written with Survivor's Jim Peterik. The personnel on this record are too many to mention, but I will mention Don Barnes on guitar, Jimmy Barnes harmonica, Carol Bristow on vocals, Steve Brookins on drums, and then we have Larry Junstrom bass guitar, Steve McRae on keyboards, and of course Donny Van Zandt on lead vocals. So this is 38 Special. The track I'm going to play from this rather floppy vinyl is a track called Backdoor Stranger. So here we go, let's hope this works. DJ P's Rock Vinyl, playing you vinyl. We'll be right back. Oh yeah! Get out that air guitar! Woo! Backdoor Stranger there from 38 Special. I hope you enjoyed that one. Some good guitar work on it, I think you'll agree. A bit of southern rock for you. And our next track on today's session for Lockdown 3, Day 16, on Proctopus Radio, again from my vinyl single collection. And this one has a picture sleeve on it, which means there's a photograph on the sleeve for the record. Now this one is a bit different, and it's called Forbidden Colours. It's a 1983 song by David Sylvian and, let me get this right, Yuichi Sakamoto. The song is the vocal version of the theme from the Nagasawa Oshima film Merry Christmas, Mr. Lawrence. It appears on the film's soundtrack album and was released as a single on Virgin Records in 1983. Now, it did quite well, I believe, and it actually reached in the UK number 16. It was number one in Iceland. So here we have it, straight from vinyl. From Proctopus Radio, Forbidden Colours, David Sylvian.
Time away from
Was Forbidden Colours there from David Sylvian and Ryuichi Sakamoto. And I do apologise for the slow start to that track. You do have to select the correct speed for each record, but I hope it didn't spoil your enjoyment too much. What a lovely song that is. Now this next one is a bit of an unknown, and it's I think from around 1982, and it's another of these floppies that I got free with some music magazine, although I don't know which one I got this with, but it's from a very big band at the time called The Jam, a very big British band. The track is called Move On Up. Now it didn't appear on any album until they did a re-release of their album The Gift. On that re-release from 2012, they had some bonus tracks, and this is one of the ones that appeared on disc 2, I believe, Move On Up from The Jam. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope it works.
You can say Seikai, it should have been Tati Tati The Jam.
This is a riff by Mr. Curtis Mayfield. It's called Moon Man Up.
Bye bye.
So there you have a live version there from The Jam of Move On Up from my vinyl record collection. Who'd have thought it, eh? That was good, wasn't it? Nice surprise. Now then, let's get on to something as cool as that last record. Yeah, this track is from a chap called Elton John. Now, I like a lot of the early Elton John stuff, and this comes from 1974. Now, it's a track called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You might recognise that title because it's a Beatles track. Yeah, covered by Elton John. Now, he released this as a single, and it was recorded at the Caribou Ranch, featuring the backing vocals and guitar by none other than John Lennon, under the pseudonym Dr. Winston O'Boogie. Winston being Lennon's middle name. Now, the single topped the US Billboard pop charts for 2 weeks in January 75, and the Canadian singles chart for 4 weeks. In introducing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, Elton John said he believed it to be one of the best songs ever written. So, here you have it. From my record collection, it's the single version from Elton John of Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Enjoy! Go on, picture yourself.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds. looking glass tiles. Suddenly someone was there at the turnstile. The girl with kaleidoscope
So that was Elton John there with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, ably assisted by the song's writer, John Lennon. Wasn't that great? You could clearly hear John on there on the backing vocals, and I think it's got quite a good vibe to it, that record. And it also has the wonderful instrument, the mellotron, on it. So if you hear anything that's sort of string like back in the sort of late 60s, 70s, 80s, a lot of the times that was this instrument called a mellotron. So that was a great track there, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And again, that was one of my singles played for you from my own vinyl today. I hope you've enjoyed that one. And we carry on with more vinyl on day 16 of lockdown 3. DJ P's Rock Vinyl here on Proctopus Radio, and the next track we're going to have is from another group that I love, and it's another single on vinyl, and it's from Yes, and it's called Owner of a Lonely Heart. And that's the first track and single from their 11th studio album, 90125, released in November 1983, written primarily by guitarist and singer Trevor Rabin. Contributions were made to the final version by singer John Anderson, bassist Chris Squire, and producer Trevor Horn. So here we have it. Back to the 80s. Yes, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Get ready for it.
Move yourself.
Woohoo! Here we go! Get ready for the break! Owner of a Lonely Heart, there from Yes. Hope you enjoyed that. That was good. A single there from Yes, and a final for you. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you enjoyed the cool breaks in that. Very 80s, but still Yes, really. And we're going to go on to my next track now, which is another of these floppy things I keep telling you about that I got free in magazines. Now again, I can't see which magazine this came out of, but what I do know is it's a track from an album from Gary Moore, the wonderful guitarist, from his second solo album, Corridors of Power, released in 1982. And he actually covers a very well-known track from a band called Free. This is Wishing Well. Thank you. Some great vocals there from Gary Moore, and also on drums on that track was Mr. Ian Pace. Yeah, that's Ian Pace, who was in Deep Purple. So two great bits of information for you there from DJ P's Rock Vinyl. I'm full of useful information, some may say useless information. Right, we're going to go on to another single here from my collection. Yes, I've been very busy rooting through these to play you. Some you'll know very well, and others I think you may have heard for the first time today. Now, this one I think you will have heard, although it's not the best known from this group, really. But I'll give you a clue. The name of the track is Killer Queen. Yeah, it's from Queen. It's Killer Queen, which is from their album from 74, Sheer Heart Attack. It reached number 2 in the UK singles chart and became their first United States hit, reaching number 12 on the Billboard Hot 100. Now, the song is about a high-class call girl who has been characterised as Mercury's piano-led païen to a moet-quaffing courtesan. I don't know where they get these sayings from, but anyway, Killer Queen on vinyl from.
She keeps a Moet Chandon in a pretty cabinet with the cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette, a building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy, and it's a limitation you can't take. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette, extraordinarily nice. She's a keen gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China, went down to Geisha Minor. playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of
action. That's absolutely right.
Queen with Killer Queen. Don't you just love the outro on that track? Hope you enjoyed that. That was from vinyl, as all tracks on today's show have been one way or another, whether it's floppy vinyl or normal hard black vinyl. I don't think I've played any coloured vinyl today. I'll have to change that on another show. Now this next track is apparently some psychedelic pop, and it's in Mojo magazine. It was voted one of the 100 greatest psychedelic songs, apparently. Now it's called From the Underworld, and it's by a band called The Herd, and it has a 17-year-old Peter Frampton singing the lead vocal. It became the band's first hit upon release, reaching number 6 in the UK charts. Now, interestingly, the song is based on the ancient Greek legend of Orpheus and his wife Eurydice in their flight from Hades, which, according to the blog themodgeneration.co.uk, is used as a metaphor for the death of the mod subculture. I bet you didn't know that till today, did you? Right, so here we are, day 16 of lockdown 3 with DJ P's Rock Vinyl on Proctopus Radio. It's The Herd, and they're coming to us from the underworld.
Destroy the love and the joy I feel. So much I long to see, but I touch my lung in the empty air and a black night's cold mist. Or into another world you had lost, and never again can I reclaim you.
Progressive pop for you there from the Herd, from the Underworld, again played from vinyl for you today on Proctopus Radio. And we're now coming to our last track of today, of this extra long session for day 16 of lockdown 3. And this last track links up with the first track we played, because again Phil Collins is lead vocalist, but this time it's from the band Genesis, and the track is the B-side of the single Many Too Many, which appeared on the And Then There Were Three album from Genesis. And this is from 1978, and on the B-side you'll find that there's two songs. I'm going to play you the first one, which is called The Day the Light Went Out. It's written by Tony Banks. And I can tell you a bit about the track here, actually. And it tells of a supernatural sentient darkness that descends on a town, devouring its people even as they riot and destroy themselves. And when the dark entity is finally satiated and leaves the town to its few remaining survivors, a second darkness shows up to repeat the process and lightly eradicate the rest. I tell you what, I'm just glad there wasn't a third darkness as well. All these waves of darkness doesn't remind you of anything, does it? No. Lockdown 3, day 16. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this. You might not have heard it before, but it's from Genesis. And it's The Day the Lights Went Out. Brought to you from vinyl. Went out of the daytime sky.
Sunday sun by blasting wind missiles through the dark. But soon a kind of sleepy state came over everyone, till nothing could seem to stir or even breathe. And when the darkness chose to disappear, not many had survived. And
of the daytime sky. Great track, I think. I love that track. I love Genesis. I quite like that track. Very good reason. The first album I bought was And Then There Were Three. As I said earlier, many too many. The actual A side of this single was probably the first single I ever bought. The first piece of music from Genesis I ever bought. This single in my hand here now, this vinyl. So it's what I would call my discovery single for Genesis, and from there I looked at their back catalogue and of course followed them into the future. So anyway, that's it from me this session. Do excuse my singing occasionally. I know it's not good, but I just like to enjoy the music. That's what we're here for, isn't it? Also, if you've got like discoveries, ways you've discovered bands, perhaps you could let me know and I'll play some of their music for you. How about that as a bargain? So this is DJ P's Rock Vinyl. This is Proctopus Radio, day 16 of lockdown 3. Hope you've enjoyed this vinyl singles edition. If you want more, let me know. For now, keep safe, keep wearing your masks, be patient for the vaccine. We'll get out of this soon. Okay? Till the next time, bye for now.